Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And welcome to another version of Golf Talk America, or another episode, or another something of Golf Talk America, because Tim Matthews is not here. He's not with me. Frank Bassett joining you today, but I know where Tim is, and I think we're going to bring him in right now because, man, that Tim, you know how he is. He gets on an airplane and he ends up in the Bahamas. Tim, where the heck are you, buddy?
I am at the White Sands Women's NCAA Invitational, and for those dedicated listeners on our show, and I know we've got gazillions.
My mom's dead.
They what?
My mom's dead.
They'll know that we've been here for a few years. We keep coming back. And so this is the White Sands, they call it, obvious reasons. And it's at Atlantis, at the Ocean Golf Club.
Oh, God.
Atlantis in the Bahamas. But I will say this, Frank, and I'll have to be directly honest with you. As I'm looking out the window, normally when we do the show, I'd be outside on the patio looking out at the 18th green. But I'm inside now because it is windy. It's rained off and on. Right now it's not raining, but and still it actually looks kind of pretty, but definitely a lot of wind. So they actually had to call off today's first round of the women's tournament.
Is there a tropical storm in your area?
I don't think they call it that. No. I mean, I asked the guys here. Robbie Lemming is the director of golf, who I've known for years and years, going back to – he worked with Art Selinger, and he's been the director of golf here for a dozen years or more. And he said, this is just a light breeze. I go, light breeze?
Yeah.
It seems like it's blowing about. I tell you what, Frank, I played yesterday when I got here, and it's a beautiful, gorgeous golf course. It's a Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course.
Oh, yeah.
At the Ocean Club. And I played. It was as drastic a conditions as I've ever played in. Now, it's warm. It's 82 or 4 or 5 degrees, whatever, so it's warm. But the wind was blowing off and on rain, and when it was raining, because it was blowing, it's raining sideways. So, I mean, I literally had to get into my cart. I had the window up. To try, but I was determined to get in 18 holes. By God, I was going to do it. so I looked like the priest.
On
Caddyshack.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for some time. Now.
I was walking sideways, head first into the wind to get to the next hole. Oh my God! So
that is brutal. That is so brutal. And you know, I hit a ball so high. I mean, I can bring it down sometimes, but I usually hit a really high ball.
Yeah,
and that just kills me. Oh, God. Yeah. Windy. In Mexico, same thing. You know, down in Cancun, I've been down there several times to play.
Ugh. I'm telling you, Frank, there obviously holes go all different directions. There were a few holes that went right into this wind. And it had to be. I asked the guys. They said it was a good 25, 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Well, that's not bad.
That's a lot. Yeah, but I mean, it's a lot. That's. I'll send you the videos. That's when the palm trees are. The leaves are all going one way, you know, like semi-hurricane looking, right? And so, yeah.
You're painting that picture for me, are you?
I'm painting it for you. So that's what it looked like. Yeah, the trees are bending. But there are a few that you hit right. Well, it's hard to hit a tee shot because you way try to overswing, right?
Sure.
Which, again, to what you're saying, put way too much spin. It goes up in the air. And it goes nowhere. So it's so hard to get yourself calm while you're facing that coming into you and hit a nice little low ball into that breeze. You just can't do it. It's hard to make yourself do it. So – anyway, it was fun. I had a really good time. So they'll pick it back up tomorrow, try to get in 36 holes. They have the men's and women's. This is the women's part next week.
Now, what is it? NCAA? What's this?
It's called the White Sands NCAA Invitational.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So it's women's this week. The men's will be next week. And some great teams. The women's Invitational this week has got a lot of great teams, including Frank.
Ole Miss. Of course.
Yes.
The women's Ole Miss team, remember a few years ago, we won it all.
Yep.
That was exciting.
And the neat thing about it, Frank, too, is that there's bigger and smaller schools, if you will, right? I mean, so there's Purdue. The host team is Texas A&M. But there's also Abilene Christian, Coastal Carolina, you know, smaller schools. Georgia's here as well. Missouri's here.
Well, Coastal Carolina is a big golf school, though.
They're a pretty good golf school, yeah. Yeah. And Is it College of Charleston? It is College of Charleston, right? Yeah, there it is, too. And so that's, again, for the women. The men have, as we were saying, Ole Miss, Ball State, Eastern Michigan, UC San Diego, University of Houston. Very, very good golf team.
Houston.
The old days, right?
Oh, yeah.
The old days with your good friend.
Steve Elkington, yeah.
And Freddie Couples and Jim Nance, all those guys played at Houston. So, anyway, they got a really good mix of – and you know how they – and we're going to talk here with Jeff Radel. He's the tournament director in just a minute. But it's a recruiting tool for a lot of these schools, right? You can imagine, Frank, if you're at Rutgers.
Sure.
And you're trying to recruit, you're like, okay, where are we going to play? I don't know. Well, and you're trying to recruit against Southern schools that can play year-round and all that. Well, or Northern Illinois, there are another schools coming in. Well, we're going to the Bahamas. You're doing what? Okay. It makes it a little bit easier, right? For you to get some of those college girls and boys. I mean, the high school girls and boys to commit to you. So it's a nice little trip that a lot of – and we've seen in basketball, right? They do the Maui Classic in basketball, right, where they go over to Maui and some pretty big schools, Duke and the guys, go over to Maui and play. Well, that's all part of it, right? So kids that don't really get to travel that much on the school's dime, you get to, you know, see a little bit of the world. So it's kind of cool.
That is cool. I wish I was down there. I've said that every year. And
yes.
Haven't
They've only got
to
one room, Frank. And they've only, and,
yeah.
And one bed.
It's terrible. I ain't sleeping with you, pal.
One shower.
I love you, brother, but not that much and not that way.
The good thing is, Frank, is that when I woke up this morning, I could not see the ocean. And I have a really nice room over at Atlantis, high up on the 17th floor, that looks out on the Caribbean. So it's nice. I could not see it this morning. So that's how much it was raining and overcast.
That had nothing to do with what you did last night.
It had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I was tired. You know what time my flight was, Frank? I had a 5 a.m. You ever catch a 5 a.m.? I mean, the flight leaves at 5.
Yeah, I just stay up all night.
What time, yeah, what time do you get up? What time do you get to the airport?
I stay up.
I don't think I've ever had a 5 a.m. flight before.
Go to the bar. Stay there.
And I'll be honest, sidebar, it is amazing how many people are at the airport at 4 in the morning.
I know, it's crazy.
I mean, they're not.
You flew out of DFW?
Yeah, I flew out of DFW. And people, I mean, the line for, thank God I was pre-check, right, TSA. The line for regular security, without that, had to be 300 people.
Brutal. I don't even enjoy flying anymore unless it's private. Private's good.
I'll always say private. You could take me to Moscow or anywhere, and I might get tortured. But if you're flying me private, I think I might go.
I think I'll go, yeah.
I think I might check it out. So, yeah, but it was – I just blew me away. I'm like, that many people are out here are flying, you know, and poor people have kids, you know, and they're like, mommy, oh, it's just –
I can't stand that. You know, I love children, but not at 5 in the morning when I'm hungover. Shut up.
When they want to be sleeping, but, you know, you got $200 off the airfare for flying at 5, I guess, or something. So
No, private.
Yeah. So let's see. What else is going on in the world of golf, Frank? We got Art Selinger, our good friend. I'm going to give him props today. Talked to Art, and I told you, I think, off the air, but Art and I and Steve Johnson, another good friend of the shows, played in a golf tournament, charity golf tournament last week, and had a great time and finished second. and they had a ringer.
Who were the cheating SOBs that were first place? Yeah.
And so Art told me, though, he's going to be in Houston, I'm sorry, in Las Vegas for the Shriners, but not for the tournament. But this is the week that every year the Las Vegas Golf Hall of Fame has their inductions.
Yes.
And Art got inducted about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Golf Hall of Fame. He's a 2-time National Long Drive champion, played at UNLV. And he, because he's a pretty good personality and we hear him on the air, is the official MC. Has been for like the last 5, 7, 8 years.
Oh, no.
So he MCs the Hall of Fame banquet and festivities and everything. So, so he's at the Shriners in Las Vegas this week.
There will be no alcohol served at that event.
No.
Not a bit.
It should be a lot of fun. So yeah, it was. So anyway, that's what he's doing. And the PGA Tour is in Las Vegas for the Shriners.
PBC Las Vegas.
You were at the Shriners. Seems like years ago now, wasn't it?
It's been
5, 6 years ago.
4, 5, 6. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Aria was our sponsor at the time, and had a big time. It was really fun tournament. That's where Seamus Power. This gorgeous, great story. Okay, we're in the bar. I'm sitting there with who all was with us? I guess it was. Ernie was playing, so it was Ernie Els, and his manager, myself, I can't remember who else, but we're in the bar. And the bar there, if you've been there, is very little at TPC Summerlin. And so Seamus is up on the bar stool drinking. Seamus Power, good golfer, you know. And he'd had several. he was well lubricated.
Nobody was counting, but he had
Nobody several. Was counting, but he had a bunch. And this gorgeous, gorgeous girl had been wandering around, and she walked behind him, and as he was looking at her, and now picture this, he's turning from to the right on his bar stool and sees her go back, and he keeps kind of leaning and leaning and leaning. She goes past him, and she just rubs her hand across his shoulders and keeps walking, and he face plants, bar stool and all, drinking hand, right into the floor. And we all stood up and cheered. he didn't want to get up. He said, I wanted to lay here. So, Seamus, we threw you under the bus, so to speak, but she was a quite attractive young lady.
And then the bartender comes over and goes, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, exactly. It was hilarious.
Can I just stay here the whole rest of the night?
Oh, my God. And then we went to Aria. Of course, Marcus Brunel was with me at the time.
Okay, yeah.
And we were staying at Aria. And so we went down to the bar that first night or second night, whatever. Probably the first night. Second night. First night we went to that special event with Billy Horschel and a bunch of them at Topgolf. But the second night we go to the bar at Aria. And it's the bar down off of the gaming floor. And this group, I was still in golf clothes, and so was Marcus, and we're sitting at the bar talking, and this group of girls are sitting behind us at a table, and they're, are you with golf? And Marcus says, yeah, he's on-air guy, radio, TV guy, whatever he said. And I said, hey, come here. And Marcus said, you don't want him to come over there. You don't want it, because we've been drinking a lot. And I said, I'll be fine. I walk over. Now, picture this. There's about four of them sitting around this glass table. Right, it's a low table, like a living room setting, with their drinks on it. They just delivered their drinks. And I walked over and I kneeled down and I put my hand on the edge of the table to support myself kneeling down. And when I did, I flipped the whole table and all the drinks up in the air.
Oh.
And they busted one all over the floor, everywhere, all over me, all over them, everywhere. Marcus, of course, the guy that he is, bought everybody drinks there at the table again.
Oh.
He said, that was about a $600 mistake for me. Because they were all drinking doubles and triples. And anyway, Vegas is fun. That's a fun tournament. Long way to get there, wasn't it? Wow.
It's okay.
Vegas is fun. And we had a convertible. Marcus had leased a convertible that week. Never put the top up. It was always ballet there in Aria. They never put. He said, just leave the top down all the time. It was a blast. We had a great time out there.
Makes you want to go back, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I can only take so much of Vegas.
I think most people can only do it. I guess some people love it, but I'm not
I'm not a big gambler. I'm just
gambling
not.
Here, right? In the Bahamas is legal, so Atlantis, they have a casino. And I, went by and gave them a charitable $100 donation. unintended.
How long did that take? 5 minutes?
Unintended donation, yeah, but a blink of an eye.
Oh, and yeah,
like,
pretty much,
there? Mm. So I like to, I kind of like to watch and I kind of, see who's doing what, but I don't. There just isn't that big a thrill for me.
No.
It's kind of, and I'll tell you what, the depression of losing money is much greater for me than the excitement of winning money. Like if I win $500, that's cool, that's great. If I lose $500, I'm kind of pissed. I'm like, God, I could have gone and got a new driver. What could I have done with that money? So it's like, it's just imbalanced to me. I can't really, and of course you're going to do probably a little bit of both, right? You're not going to win all the time. You're not going to maybe lose all the time. If you play long enough, you'll lose most of the time. That's what they want you to do.
I've won some money at French Lick when we gamble up there.
Yep.
And our boys, by the way, just 24 of them just got back last night from 4 days up at French Lick playing golf.
That's right. And your boys being the club members
Have. Club Corps, of course. Yep. My country club is Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club here. And I was supposed to be one of them, but again, I couldn't because of my eye surgery and the treatment of my eyes. So I couldn't go do it. But you'll love this. The Donald Ross course at French Lick, the Pete Dye course, Donald Ross course, both fabulous courses. The Donald Ross course, they played the first day. It was 45, 46 degrees, and the wind was howling. And you played that course, and you know how hard that course is.
Yes.
And I told him, I said, boys, if you think it's a 5-iron, pull a 3, okay? If you think it's a 5, pull a hybrid, because there's going to be no way. Well, they were dog cussing. They called me. Chuck Lovelady, I think he shot 101 the first day.
Anyway. He shoots like upper 80s or something?
Oh, yeah. Mid-80s.
Add 10.
Add 10, 15. So anyway, it was a fun time. They had good time.
What was it like at the – they didn't get to play Pete Dye then?
Yeah, they played Pete Dye the second day.
Had to be worse then, didn't it?
No. Actually, the weather was, better. So, so they played better and the sun was out.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't as cold.
For people that don't know, there's those two courses, but the Donald Ross, which has been around for 100 years, is regular level, if you will, of the town of French Lick. But then up in the
it's Mount Airy. It's called Mount Airy.
Okay, it's a mountain. Yeah. Yeah. So it's you know, you're 1,000 feet up, right, or whatever it is, and above the casino and all that, you literally almost drive vertical to get up to the golf course.
Excuse you. What'd you do?
Sorry. And that cool house is up there. Who is it? What's the history of that house there?
The mansion there is.
Yeah, somebody owned it. That's pretty big. Golf, yeah, right? Back in the day.
It's a big deal, but that big rich guy owned it.
And so that was what's up on the top of the hill, and so they decided that they wanted to have a golf course, and so died, long story short, designed it on a napkin, right? Great story that they have for French Lick. And it's a beautiful golf course, and it goes rolling up and down and back and forth. But
They just had the Korn Ferry Tour Championship there.
Yes. It's not blocked by anything. I mean, all the trees and everything are below you.
Yes.
So if the wind blows, it's tough. Good luck on that shot.
Yeah, it's tough. That mansion, the Taggart Mansion was his name, Mr. Taggart.
That's where he did
Not Mr. Taggart from Blazing Saddles, you know.
Taggart.
Not our good friend Burton.
Yeah.
But that mansion and that room where you and I did the show, the room where Franklin Delano Roosevelt announced his candidacy for president of the United States.
Yeah, in like 24.
Incredible history up there.
A long time ago. And he was, I can't remember, was he a cotton baron or something? He was some Taggart, I'm saying.
I can't remember. Yeah, if he had a Brendan Sweeney, he could tell us, but we don't have him on.
Forestry or something. He cut down a tree. I mean, he did something in that area, but it's a beautiful big house
that's
gorgeous, and now it's all part of the pro shop and everything else that's there. So, that's kind of a special treat to go there and play those.
Yeah,
and
it's a special place.
I know we're off track here, but it makes you wonder, too, back in the day, Donald Ross, I mean, you got to remember, these are guys that had to take trains everywhere. When they built golf courses, they needed mules and horses. They didn't have tractors and bulldozers in there. I mean, how they got the golf courses they had all over the country, I have no idea. I have no idea how they got it.
Well, they're all built close to railroad tracks in those days.
Yeah, kind of had to be, I guess, right?
Yeah, had to, yeah. It's a special place if you haven't. Go to French Lake. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, you know? Good restaurants.
God, 1875 Steakhouse.
I had my first, thanks to Frank Bassett, I had my first taste of Macallan 25-year-old scotch.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
It was good, and the reason I let you buy it, you said I'll buy it. It was, for some reason, Frank, crazy, less expensive than it would be on the server. Like most places, you get a little bit of Macallan 25-year-old, it's like $200. Yeah. For some reason there, it was like 70 or something, which is still more than you should have spent.
I think they... they cut us a deal on it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So I said, well, for $70, let me try some 25.
Yeah,
because I'm not even 25 years old, Frank. So I mean, it was made before I was born.
Do what?
It's amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
So good memories there, French Lick.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Maybe we'll go back.
I kind of got into a little Glenlivet last night. Whew.
Did you really?
Yeah. Imagine that.
Because it was Wednesday.
Because the sun went down.
Because there's no other reason. Did you need a reason? No, not really.
Hell no.
Not really.
No. I'm going to play golf tomorrow, by the way, at my country club, Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club. Thank you, Club Corps, a great sponsor of ours, with my PXGs, by the way.
Invited clubs.
I'm sorry. Did I say Club Corps?
Yes.
Oh, my God. David Pillsbury, I'm terribly sorry. Invited clubs. Yeah. Terribly sorry. I'm just so ingrained in that.
It's okay.
But I'll be using my Gen 7 PXGs and my Allen putter and my Black Ops Woods and hybrids.
Nice.
So
you haven't played for how long?
God, it's been 9 weeks now.
Frank had a LASIK type surgery.
Intraocular transplants in my eyes. They put new lenses in, so they cut my eyeballs open. They didn't laser it. So it's been
6-8 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while. So it's
swing easy, right?
Yeah, don't overdo it. So.
Also fixed.
But, I picked up a pair, by the way. Thank you, Oakley. They didn't give them to me. I had to pay for them. Damn it. But I picked up a pair of the Oakley. They build them right there for you if you go to the Oakley store. Golf glasses.
Yes.
And they're sharp. They're good. They're bright.
Well, you got different lenses, right? Different sun conditions or light conditions at the golf course.
Exactly.
On what the day is, and you can change the lens out on those Oakleys.
Yeah.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're bad cool. They're white. Yeah. They're white and black frames, which I really like.
And so in connection with your eye surgery, does that combine make you see the ball better? Both things?
My eye surgery changed everything. I'm going to have to send back the two couches we bought because of the wrong color. I'm serious. You think I'm kidding? I'm serious. It was that drastic a change.
Really?
Yes. It's like everything is
so
bright.
A brown couch, and you realize that it wasn't brown. It's red.
It's like purple. I thought it was brownish.
Well,
I really did. Pam said, those are purple. I said, no, they're not. They're brown. She said, those are purple. Two couches, you know, they face each other in front of the fireplace. So anyway, so
your eyes,
but it makes a big difference if
you're playing golf. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Good
and
for you.
That's why I did it, because of mainly I was going blind basically.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I couldn't see the golf ball. So
it's amazing how these. I've had the same similar surgery. I had mine done about 5 years ago now, 4 years ago, and it blows you away how good your eyes can get.
Yeah,
and also the procedure, like how they do that. You're like, how do you get that?
Oh man,
it's.
And then you're awake while they're doing it, which is kind of spooky to me. But
I mean,
there's
like
no
laser.
Pain. There's just no pain.
Yeah.
So
it seems simple, but I don't think I could do it. But it seems simple to them.
It's no.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Jeffrey Horn is my ophthalmologist, and he's done a bunch of folks. He's way high up there in the pecking order in the world of ophthalmology and eye surgery. And he's really good. He's really good. But you know, we're getting there. It's taking a little bit of time, but we're getting there.
Good.
So anyway, yeah. Well, so you're hanging out. It's pouring down rain still, or
no. It's just wind blowing. The wind. It's not pouring rain, but it's still blowing wind. But they're getting ready for some regular golfers, not the teams, to get out there and play. So I guess they're gonna be able to. You know, I might try to play. I don't know. It's
why
blowing,
not?
But there's a lot. There's still a lot of standing water too. I mean, some fairways. You know, it's that whole thing, right? Cart path only. And
oh no, cart path only is zero fun.
Standing water. So yeah, it might be a little bit much to do. So.
So you brought your clubs, or are you using theirs?
I'm just going to play the holes. Yeah, I got my clubs, but I'm going to just play the holes that are downwind.
Well, that's what I would do, yeah.
So I'll play half of them.
Do they have caddies available there?
Nope, they don't have caddies. Nope.
Oh, at French Lick, they do.
Yes. Yeah, they don't have them here, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, let's take a quick time out. As I said, Jeff Radel, who's the tournament director here for the reason we're here, the White Sands Women's NCAA Invitational at the Ocean Club at Atlantis in the Bahamas. And he's going to update us a little bit on what's going on here, what they're up to, all the cool things about college golf that's happening. So let's take a quick break, and Frank and I will be back with Jeff right after this.
Okay, folks, Frank Bassett here, and I want to talk to you about something, and something that I really, 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 did I say really? Really like. It's called Prize Picks, okay? Prize Picks actually is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. So your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your lineup live. How cool is that? I got to tell you, if you sign up today, you're going to get $50 instantly when you play just $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Folks, Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. I'm telling you, you know me. I've been on every platform known. Not going to name them, but I've been on all of them, basically. And I really settled in on Prize Picks because it's fun, it's easy, and I'm winning a lot more. So the bottom line is winning a lot more, okay? So here's what I usually don't tell you what to do, but here's what I'm going to tell you to do. I want you to download the app today and use code GOLFER, G-O-L-F-E-R, to get your $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Now, let me say that again. You download the app today and use code GOLFER to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Okay? Do it, folks. Do it today. I recommend it. Prize Picks. Run your game. There we go. There's some good tequila blending music for us. Actually, it probably should be something besides tequila because Tim is in the Bahamas, and he's down there for the White Sands Women's NCAA Invitational being contested at Atlantis in the Bahamas. Not a bad place, Tim.
No, not too bad at all. Rum would be probably more.
Rum, there it is, rum. Yeah. R, mateys. Yeah, rum. There you go. Let's start this thing again.
Is that your pirate? Is that your pirate invitation
What is a pirate's favorite letter? R.
R.
I know, that sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Anyway, so what? You got somebody, you bamboozled somebody to come on the show with you?
Yeah, the big dog, the guy who's putting this whole thing on, Jeff Radel. He's the tournament director and also with Sport 5 Marketing, a major marketing firm for the entire country, do a lot of different things. We'll ask him about that. But, yeah, he's here for the for the White Sands.
Maybe they can market the Golf Talk America for us.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? The world famous podcast that we do. Anyway, Jeff, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Great to be on, gentlemen. This is a pleasure as we sit here at the Ocean Club Golf Course.
We should be sitting there. We should be on a golf cart somewhere. But a little bit of rain. This is one of those things that we talked earlier on the show before you got on here. Frank and I have been talking for a while about the weather, and there's nothing you can do about it. And you just hope for beautiful weather, which normally we have in this area in the Bahamas. But I got washed out today, so you have to make it up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's correct. And as we say in this racket, Mother Nature, she's undefeated. And, you know, it's unfortunate today, but we'll get tidied up this afternoon, prep the course, pump it, do what we need to do, and kick things off as normal tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. shotgun.
And you've got a lot of different teams here. You know, Frank and I went through those. It's hosted by Texas A&M, right, for the women's event. Next week will be the men's part of this. But Purdue's here in Georgia, Coastal Carolina, Xavier, Kansas, on and on, number of different schools. They use this, I'm sure, as a major recruiting tool, don't they? For especially, I have to think, the Kansas and the northern cities and stuff and towns and campuses that are going, oh, by the way, you get to go to the Bahamas, too, if you sign with us. So it's got to be a big feather in their cap for these coaches to try to get their kids.
Yeah, as the landscape has changed, as you guys all know, with recruiting and now with NIL money and so on and so forth, that's obviously filtered down into the golf space. It's not just football and basketball, right? So any marquee school, marquee program is looking for competitive advantages, and certainly closing the fall season out, which most of these teams are doing, at a majestic and wonderful location such as Paradise Island in the Bahamas is a feather in their caps. And, Texas A&M is our host on the women's side, and then West Virginia on the men's side. They're bringing a bunch of donors and alums and friends of the program down to support. And, the week and the branding and the association goes a long way for each program.
Have you had Governor Jim, Frank Bassett here, Jeff, I'm sorry. Have you had Governor Justice down there before?
We have not. This is West Virginia. This is a new venture for them, but they are coming down in full force. A number of folks from their athletic department, and in fact, their basketball team is returning a few weeks later to participate in the Battle for Atlantis, which is also here on Paradise Island. So the Mountaineer faithful will be busy, maybe sipping a few rums, but enjoying some incredible sports over the next month.
Yeah, I don't think any of those boys in West Virginia drink. I think they're all teetotalers. Yeah. I've spent some time there at the Greenbrier with the governor and when we had a PGA Tour event there, the military tribute there.
Yeah.
But West Virginia, the Bahamas is gorgeous. West Virginia is absolutely gorgeous also. People just don't realize.
Luck, yeah. But it is beautiful. And by the way, Jeff, too, we're talking about the recruiting part of this and what this means to the schools. It also means a lot to the players because, if I'm not mistaken, A&M, as we said, the women's host for this, has the defending individual champion, right? But
correct.
She's not here. That would be, I'm saying her name wrong, Adela?
Adela Cernusac, yeah.
Cernusac.
Yeah.
And is she not here because she's at Q school?
She's in stage two of Q school, correct.
So that tells you how good the players are here.
Exactly. She's an individual NCAA champion from last year, and unfortunately she could make it just due to some scheduling, but we get it. And Texas A&M is still strong, and we've got some wonderful players here, and, looking forward to the competition.
And so for the people that would want to come here and even watch this or watch any college golf, it is the future stars. I mean, it's the Scottie Schefflers on the men's side. It's a lot of the women that you're going to see on the LPGA Tour, the PGA Tour, LIV Tour, whatever it might be, playing in this. And I played a few times in the Pro-Ams that you guys have, or the AM-Ams, I guess. They're not pros yet. And I played a couple years ago with a guy, and I think it was East Carolina or some smaller type of school. And Frank, it blows me away. A guy that you would not know and didn't win this or didn't win that. It wasn't maybe a Scottie Scheffler. It wasn't at a big school. Hit the ball 500 yards on every drive. Nailed it. I mean, if he wasn't putting 6 feet for every birdie, he was mad at himself. Like, that's how good these golfers are. And they're all from all over the world. He, I believe, was from Holland or somewhere, Denmark or somewhere. So they recruit. They get these kids. It just tells you how competitive professional golf is, that these kids trying to get there are amazing, but a lot of them can't make it.
I mean, it's the talent level in the golf space is absolutely incredible. And, you know, we actually have a portfolio of professional events, and both on the PGA Tour, Korn Ferry Tour, et cetera. And, you know, we've seen players that have participated in prior years of the White Sands Bahamas Invitational have success on those feeder tours and up the ladder. And, in fact, Frank, you'd be proud to know that Jackson Suber, who won here a couple years ago when he was with Ole Miss, he's got his PGA Tour card for 24, 25 seasons. So that's incredible. We had Eugenio Chacarra, if you can pronounce that right. He enjoyed some great success as an amateur, and he's part of the LIV Tour. So, and then on the women's side, there's a number of players enjoying success in the Epson Tour and so forth. So, you know, we've been lucky. We've had great fields every year. This is our fifth edition. We had a year off, obviously, with COVID, but you know, we're looking forward to a few more here and continuing our long-standing partnership with the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, the folks at Atlantis, and obviously the Ocean Club Golf Course.
Yeah, it is. To your point, it is phenomenal to go watch the women, especially. I played in a lot of old Symetra Tour events and some Epson Tour events and some LPGA stuff. And to watch the women and their abilities to manage the course, to manage their tempo, to manage their demeanor is so much more consistent than the men.
And would the word humbling come into mind, Frank?
Yeah, pretty much. Patty, well, you know, the last person I played with was Patty Tabatanikit, okay? So what do you think? What do you think, boys? Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. You know, smoked me on every. And then I played with a senior LPGA, and I'm playing with Big Mama. You know, Larry Davies.
Okay.
I'm like, Larry Davies. Great. Just tear Frank up. Just embarrass him. But no, the French Lick just had the Korn Ferry Tour finals.
Championship,
correct. Yeah. And the quality of player, the young people, the young men and women now, are so much more advanced coming out of high school into college and then college out to the tours. It's incredible to see them play. Oh, my gosh.
No, it is, and our host last year was Santa Clara, both on the men's and women's side. One of their alums won last week in Utah, first PGA start by and large, right? And he graduated.
Oh, Santa Clara, was it McCarty?
McCarty,
right?
Yeah.
He was from Santa Clara.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so he had some great success in Korn Ferry, just kind of worked his way up the ladder through.
Hey, he won three times Korn Ferry, and he got an automatic promotion.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Incredible. So success breeds success, and that's you know, that's the proof's in the pudding, right? So it's a great a great time to be out here, and like I said before, most of the teams, this is their last event of the fall session, so it's a nice reward, if you will, and a heck of a competition, and we like getting them off the golf course by about 1 o'clock so that they can spend the afternoon on the beaches and the water slides and enjoying what is Atlantis and the surrounding environment. Yeah. So that's the part of the reasoning why we conduct a AM shotgun and try to get everybody done.
I've never been there, Tim.
Yeah.
And Jeff.
Oh, the water slide would be good for you, Frank.
I'd love it. Oh, no,
man. You and the kids.
You know, I jump out of airplanes. You know that.
Yes.
So, I mean, I free fall. So, yeah, I love anything that smacks of a little bit of danger. You know, a little bit of scare. I love that. That's kind of like marriage. But we won't go there.
We're joined by Jeff Radel, by the way, tournament director here at the White Sands Women's NCAA Invitational. Also with Sport 5 Marketing. And tell us a little bit about that, because you're also part of Korn Ferry. You mentioned a lot of different things you're involved with. Part of that is the Korn Ferry event that's in Dallas, Arlington, back in my neck of the woods. And so we talk about that when the tournament comes up. And last year, I remember you had, I can't remember his name, but that great junior golfer. Remember the guy that qualified? He's like Griffin or something like that. Frank, you remember who I'm talking about? Who played at like one pro event and he made the cut?
Miles Russell.
Miles Russell.
Yeah.
He's a left-hander.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's like that kid, I'm telling you, first of all, he just fits in with any other kid, right? Golfers aren't normally freakishly different looking like some athletes are. Couldn't weigh 136 pounds and just, I was watching him on the range, just striping the balls. Anyway, that's all part of what Sport 5 marketing does, too.
Incredible. Yeah, so we're actually a worldwide agency, sports agency, with a number of divisions headquartered over, actually, in Hamburg, Germany. So we do tons of stuff worldwide in terms of football, meaning soccer, right? Rights and sponsorships and stadiums and handle a number of commercial partners and so forth. And then back here in the States, our commercial headquarters are in New York. Our golf headquarters are in Scottsdale. I head up, co-head up the golf events division. So that involves about 30 projects a year, believe it or not, that we're involved in. So we effectively operate seven events and plus this NCAA project, and then we've got our hands involved in consulting and operations and management and another 20 or 25 events. So we're busy year-round. We also have a talent side, so we've got a nice representation on both the men and women's game, and that's growing, and it all kind of combines the give us a heck of a operation.
Wow.
In the world of golf.
Wow, we're certainly open to do any live events you want us to do, Jeff.
Yes.
Seriously, I'm dead serious.
Well, if we're in your backyard, like Tim says, next April at the Veritex Bank Championship in Arlington, let's get y'all out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I just got back from Scottsdale. Of course, PXG is my sponsor, our sponsor, whatever. But I play PXG clubs, and they brought me out for 4 days at Scottsdale National. Not a bad place to go.
Good. Little fitting. You got all your clubs.
New clubs, new clubs and all that. But to love the Scottsdale area too. There's a lot of golf out there. So here I want to go to the course here because I've never been there and dying to come sometime. But tell me a little bit about that course. You know, just the layout and the length and the difficulty level.
So I tell you what, when the kids kind of get off the bus for the first time, the shuttle bus, and they walk through the portico at the clubhouse and they stand out on the veranda, which is kind of where we're positioned right now, and they look out and see 18 green and 9 green and the Atlantic in the distance and water surrounding, you know, the 18 holes on the borders and incredible houses and palm trees and all that. It's a spectacular golf course, and conditioning is always, you know, top notch, both for, you know, accomplished collegiate pros, etc., but more enjoyable for the folks that are, you know, staying on property. You can bang it around, you can score if you're playing well, but, you know, when the wind blows, it provides a stiff test. So we stretch it out for the men to about 72-50. And the women, you know, depending, we kind of start with our baseline setup at about 6,400 yards. So we'll move some tees around depending on the day and the wind. But it's a legitimate test out here at the Ocean Club Golf Course. And, you know, you play all over the world, Frank. I'm sure you have, and seen a number of courses. We'll get you out here next year. I promise you that. And
love to
have a bang around the 18.
Yeah.
But the views and just spectacular. And there's quite honestly, there's nothing like the Bahamas water.
Yeah, it is. It is scenery wise, it's beautiful. Like I said, we've had a little bit of rain and some wind. Hopefully tomorrow will clear up a little bit for that. I do, before we let you go, Jeff, and I know you're a busy guy, but managing all the different things while you're here, you're on the phone constantly, I'm sure, doing other things around the country, around the world. But I'm curious about some of the different events you do. And since you do so many and so much golf, and we had David Faraday on, as we mentioned earlier this week, the LIV Tour, PJ Tour, how do you guys see that? Because is that a marketing opportunity for you? Is that something that annoys you and you want them to come together? Are you okay with it being what it is now? If you had your druthers, how would it work out?
Look, I think we know as much as any of you guys do, just kind of reading the clippings and kind of saw what went down a couple weeks ago when everyone was over at the Dunhill Cup. So look, we're all hopeful that everybody comes together quickly, and you know, there's a resolution and just a clean path forward for 2025 and 26 and beyond, and you know what that looks like, I couldn't tell you, but we keep plugging along on our projects, and we're confident something is gonna, you know, conclude if you know what you read is accurate.
But you think golf's in a good position, even if there's some strife every now and then, and what's going on now? You think you still like the entity of golf, the world of marketing?
I think the future's, you know, very bright and wide open. I mean, you look at the growth of the game and just the popularity and certainly the youth level and all these young up and comers, both on the male and female side. And look, we've spent half of the show talking about a couple, you know, Corn Ferry graduates and high school kids and collegiate athletes and just, you know, what all is happening. And it's not just playing the game, right? There's a whole industry here that people don't necessarily talk about or realize. And that's, you know, kind of where I'm at, being a tournament operator, if you will. So plenty to do, plenty of events out there. And, I think the future is extraordinary for the game.
Did you get a chance to play? Did you get out there?
You know what? This week's going to be tough because it is our lid lifter for the 2 weeks. But I think towards the tail end of next week.
You got to stick around. That's right. Yeah, you got to be here.
I got to be here for the men's week. I think I'll get 9 in next Friday or Saturday.
Tough,
but that'll
duty.
Be the extent of it. I'll close with a quick little note. Our first, we've been working here for a dozen years, right? With Atlantis and the Ocean Club and the ministry and. The common refrain from folks back home was, "Oh, you're in the Bahamas, must be nice."
Yeah.
And so that first year down here, we were putting together an LPGA project. We made some shirts up, so I won't tell you what was on the front of it, but the back said, "Must be nice." And we walked around, and that was just kind of our catchphrase. But it's not all seashells and balloons, Frank. It's a lot of hard work. And, you know what I mean? If we get 9 holes in it at any given project, that's a bonus that isn't necessarily the norm. Oh, you drive around in a golf cart, you got a radio, you're playing golf all day. What are you doing? Yeah, exactly. Not quite.
No.
Tim bears witness to that as he's been here a few times and sees us running around like crazy.
Oh, I know. I totally understand. Everybody thinks that we have such a great gig when we're doing live tournaments. Yeah. And there's a lot of work that goes on that nobody ever sees. They see that final product. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on to get to that point. Kudos on you, because I've heard nothing but fabulous things about the events that you're involved with, and great things from Tim about you also. So, can't wait to meet you and maybe spend some time next year out there. Love to.
Pleasure being on, gentlemen. This has been great, and look forward to meeting you in person, Frank. And best of luck the rest of the way today and over the weekend. And hopefully everybody's tuning in online to our scores and what's going on here at the White Sands Bahamas NCAA Invitationals.
How do we get there? What's the website?
Scoreboard. It's called scoreboard.com. It's got all the NCAA events. And
okay, good.
You can kind of scroll through and click on the White Sands Bahamas Invitational this week and for next week as well.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck to you. I know you don't need luck, but have fun, enjoy the ride, and hope you have a fabulous, successful tournament.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
good job,
gentlemen.
Good job. All right, Jeff Radel again.
I hope you have a good
here.
9 holes. That was nice, Tim.
At the White Sands, Invitational. And like I said, they'll get out tomorrow morning. Expect a little bit more wind, but probably not the rain that we've had today. And it's kind of come back in, Frank, as I was saying. It's not really coming down hard, but it's enough to be annoying.
Yeah. You know?
So.
Yeah, that's disappointing, but something that beautiful too, it's still pretty in the rain. It's just frustrating.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not like you're here from one of these schools in Northern Illinois, it's not like you think you're in DeKalb, Illinois.
Yeah. God.
The scenery is definitely different.
Springfield, Illinois. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not, we won't go there. That's
not
political.
Bad, not bad.
But so, what course do you play? I mean, did you play?
It's just the one course that we play here, the Atlantis. The island of Providence, which is what Nassau's on. Nassau's, and I know this because I was talking to someone with the ministry, as he was saying, the visitor tourism ministry. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me that that this island has, I think, just four courses. So if you come to Nassau in that area, there's four different courses here. One being one that's very well known, Frank. That would be Albany.
Oh yeah,
Tigers event.
Yes.
Down south of here, but probably only an hour from here. And so that's one of them, and that's obviously world famous thanks to Tiger, I guess, the Albany course. And then different islands, Upico and different islands that are here. I think the Bahamas has 16. I'll give you a little information here. 16 inhabited islands, but like 400 total islands.
Yeah.
One that you could buy, Frank. There's islands for sale. You could go buy yourself your own island.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
It's infested with bugs.
Well, so is Nashville, Tennessee.
Saltwater crocodiles.
And drunks and everything else here.
But, yeah, you can own an island. So there aren't an awful lot of golf courses in the Bahama Islands, per se. But the ones that are here that I've seen.
Well, I'm a water person anyway. I mean, I love, living in Ponte Vedra.
Can't wait to get back to Florida.
Well, I don't know how deep into Florida I would go at this point. But
I know. Now it's like.
Yeah. Probably Amelia Island Plantation will be retirement for us.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Which I love that area because it's South Georgia, North Florida. It's just perfect. Yeah. But, yeah, not deep down. Mm-mm, not again.
It is a beautiful golf course, and the water is, obviously it's sea level, right? I mean, there's no, obviously. And so when there's water, it doesn't flow off like it might have some kind of elevation and rolls. There aren't a lot of rolls to this. So this
you're saying
water,
it's concave or convex? It's concave.
Yeah,
right.
Concave. It's so the sitting water is probably the bigger problem. Right?
Yeah.
If you have little dips in the fairways, the water might sit there for an hour, and that's probably the bigger hassle of this weather and stuff coming in. Because it does drain pretty well for most of, but those little dips don't really run off that much. So that's,
no.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no fun. Kind of like Jackson, Mississippi in that course.
Yeah.
Then you've worked that tournament, and it gets a little soggy there at Country Club of Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you hit shots, and they're just, if you don't hit them perfect, you got to really concentrate. When you play, like yesterday I played, and it was very wet too. And you got to be careful. You don't hit those fat shots. Because even if you hit 2 inches behind the ball, it goes 10 yards.
That's no fun.
And mud is all over all of you.
Yes.
So
been there, done that.
Bit frustrating.
And I wear a lot of black and white outfits, as you know, because of PXG. So,
yeah,
but it sounds like you're having
black
fun, though.
Black after that.
Well,
not bad.
Yeah, black and brown.
Find a place for dinner tonight, but I don't think I'll be getting out and playing any. So, but it's okay. People are nice here, and the Bahamas are very, very friendly people. Almost to the point where I'm not saying they don't, but it's like I said something or whatever about crime, and I don't know, I wasn't even specifically speaking about that, but a guy who's from the Bahamas said in his Bahamian accent, they don't really have a lot of crime. They don't really worry that much about that. I'm not saying they sleep with their doors unlocked and everything, but it's, you almost get that feeling, which is kind of cool and comforting.
Yeah, no kidding.
That you don't really, they just don't, I mean, he said it's a very safe place, and so.
Not a sanctuary island, set
cool.
of islands, right?
Yeah.
Yep, I know.
Pretty neat in that sense, too, that. All the activities and things you can do and all these tourists, but you don't really have to worry. And that's not the case, Frank, as well as I do. When you go to some vacation areas of the world, crime can be a huge part of it, right?
Cause huge.
Money, and somebody's going to, but you don't really feel that here. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Aruba, to speak of one, it gets a little sketchy, but, those places, I don't want to cast.
No offense to Mexico, but different
no
parts
offense.
Of Mexico can certainly
Ooh.
Challenge you.
Pretty much, yeah, it can.
Did we say that in a nice way?
You said it much nicer than I would have said it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God. Anyway, I'm miserable now. It's like 70 degrees outside here. And it was crystal clear. It's beautiful. Sun, blue sky.
Yeah, I'm envious of you, Frank. See?
I'm playing tomorrow out at Bluegrass.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens because I haven't swung a club in a long time. So we'll see what happens. No practice, no nothing.
I want to remind everybody, we mentioned earlier, Invited Clubs. Check out invitedclubs.com, and you'll find all the great courses that are almost exactly like the Ocean Club here in Atlantis, if you want that kind of golf. But if you're in the northern part of the United States, there are over 200 clubs all over the U.S., and you can find one right there on the website. Do the drop-down and tell them where you're at, where you want to look. And by the way, if you have privileges at one course and you're a member, Franken is in Tennessee, and I'm in Texas, but you can travel the country, and you get privileges at their different courses around, which is very, very cool.
Yep.
Invitedclubs.com.
And some really nice alumni clubs and dinner clubs.
Yes.
So the club corps got it all. Club corps. I said it again. Invited clubs. Invited clubs. God, David Pillsbury, I'm terribly sorry. There goes our okay. There it goes. It's over.
Sorry about that.
I don't think
we
so.
Used to be members at the
We used
clubs.
To be sponsored by Invited
they
Clubs.
They called us and said, you know what, why don't you go join
yeah.
Club Corps?
Yeah, really.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do your best. Yeah, no kidding. All right, brother, well, have a great time. Thanks for getting Jeff on. That was great. He's we'd like to spend more time with him. Maybe do some of his events. That would be fun.
Good guy. Yeah, they do a lot of cool things. So maybe they'll send us to Hamburg for their headquarters.
I'd like that. I love Germany. Absolutely. Germany's clean and nice. And love it over there. Anyway, so let's get out of here. What do you think?
I think you're right, Frankie. You want to say goodbye? You want me to say goodbye?
You say goodbye.
All right.
From the Bahamas.
From the Bahamas. From the White Sands Women's Invitational. Don't forget to check it out. Scoreboard is that website. Scoreboard. You can click on White Sands Women's Invitational. Find the scores of the different teams and do it next week for the men as well. Again, thank you to everybody here at the Ocean Club at Atlantis in the Bahamas and to our host, if you will, tournament director, Jeff Radel. In the meantime, for Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us, and remember to join us next time right here for Golf Talk America.